بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. الحمد لله. Allah give us توفيق to learn and understand and emulate and disseminate the beautiful lives of the glorious Sahaba رضي الله عنهم. Allah's فضل. We discussed Sahaba رضي الله عنهم's Hajj. Before that, we were discussing Sahaba رضي الله عنهم's participation in Badr and the virtue of these Sahaba who participated in Badr is so abundant. That Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in his Sahih brings the names of the Sahaba of Badr. And ulama write and document that Allah loves them so much that just taking their names necessitates the acceptance of dua. Allah accepts our dua. Because these Sahaba are the Sahaba of Jannat. Allah has guaranteed them. Like all the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum are guaranteed Jannat. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum have levels amongst them. Like no non-Sahabi can compare to a Sahabi radiyallahu anhum. In the same manner, the non-Badri Sahaba radiyallahu anhum cannot be compared to the Sahaba of Badr radiyallahu anhum. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum among themselves have their rankings. And among the noblest are the Sahaba of Badr radiyallahu anhum. Rifa'a bin Rafi' al-Zuraqi radiyallahu anhu reports. He was a Badri Sahabi. He reports that Jibreel alayhi salam comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, O Nabi of Allah, what's the level of the Badri Sahaba amongst you? What's their position? In what esteem do you hold them? Ma ta'udduna ahla badrin feekum. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, min afdalil muslimin. They are the noblest, the most virtuous of all. Jibreel alayhi salam said, and likewise, the noblest of the malaika are those who participated in Badr. وَكَذَلِكَ مَنْ شَهِدَ بَدْرًا مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَ. So their virtues are so great. We encourage one and all. Remember the names of the Sahaba of Badr. Learn their names, read their names. Learn about the Sahaba who were martyrs in Badr. Those 12 who became shaheed in Badr. At least learn their names. Radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. Allah give us tawfiq. Allah's fadl. Previously we were discussing the life of a great Sahabi radiyallahu anhu. Walid bin Walid. So Walid radiyallahu anhu became the means of the Islam of his brother Khalid radiyallahu anhu. In making dua for his brother, in mentioning his brother to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in writing letters for the hidayat to his brother, for his hidayah, alhamdulillah. Let's discuss this family, the family of Khalid bin Walid and Walid bin Walid radiyallahu anhu. So let's go back in history and see what family they came from. They were the princes in Makkah. They were the most senior. Their father was the most senior of the mushrikeen, to such an extent that verses of Quran were revealed in regards to their father. Anyway, there were few type of mushrikeen. Certain mushrikeen used to mock, belittle Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were those kinds who had respect and just didn't say anything. Like Abu Sufyan, Allah made him radiyallahu anhu, but he had so much of respect, he never spoke ill of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever. Walid bin Mughira, he was asked about the Qur'an. The praises he gives of the Qur'an is documented in all books of the subject, Ulumul Qur'an. In the books, in regards to Qur'an, every book quotes the statements and the praises Walid bin Mughira conferred upon the Qur'an al-Kareem. Not that the Qur'an needs his praise, but in spite of being one of the senior mushrikeen, Quran affected him so much. Like one of his statements was, وَإِنَّهُ لَحَلَاوَ. Quran is utter sweetness. And it is surrounded with moisture and freshness. And it is fruitful from all sides, top to bottom. Now imagine him saying such words in the praise of Quran. Not that Quran needs his praises. But as they say, that when your enemy attests to your greatness, it really means something very, very great. That was Walid bin Mughira. But there were times where the mushrikeen would come to him and they would say, what is the Quran? Is it shi'r? And he would say that it cannot be shi'r. It is not on the rhymes of shi'r. Is it magic? He says, not so. Is it sorcery?
not so. But then the mushrikeen gathered, and he was their senior. And the discussion was, what are we going to say to stop people? Because they all are going towards Islam in abundance. Islam is spreading. So they had to make up something. And they made their different statements, and they finally come to Walid bin Mughira. And Quran describes what he says against the Quran. And why it was so bad was, he knew what he's saying is wrong, but he mustered up the courage to utter it against Allah, even though he knew his statement was wrong. This was pride that stopped him. Allah says, after أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ذرني ومن خلقت وحيدا وجعلت له مالا ممدودا وبنين شهودا ومهدت له تمهيدا ثم يطمع أن أزيد كلا إنه كان لآياتنا عنيدا. Allah says, leave me to deal with the one I created. I created him. Wahida. I created him alone. Nobody else created him. Allah Ta'ala is saying. One meaning. So leave him. I will deal with him. I will myself deal with him. There's emphasis in that. And the other meaning of Wahida here is, I created him alone. There was no one by his side. He has nothing. Everything he has is from Allah. So both meanings. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I gave him his wealth. Abundance of wealth, malam mamduda, and children, shuhuda, by his side, by his beck and call. Different views in history with the 9 children, 10 sons, Allah gave him. And then he wants an increase and more. Then Allah Ta'ala describes how, when the mushrikeen brought their opinions to him, how he had to contemplate and think and frown and plan and lie. ثُمَّ قَدَّرْ فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرْ ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَسَرْ. Allah Ta'ala says that he frowned, he estimated, he calculated, he pondered, and then he said, the only thing we can say, إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَرْ. This is magic, and it is inherited from the past and his forefathers. Why it was so bad is, he knew there was no one as truthful as Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and there was nothing as clear as the Quran Kareem, but he uttered this. So Quran describes him in this manner. Here also, and in other places in the Quran, when Allah Ta'ala says, showing the jealousy of the mushrikeen, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَى رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. What did they say? Why is this Quran revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Why isn't it revealed to another man from the 2 mighty cities? From the one city, Makkah, the mushrikeen wanted Walid bin Mughira. Or from Taif, they wanted Urwa bin Mas'ud. Allah Ta'ala says, أَهُمْ يَقْسِمُونَ رَحْمَةَ رَبِّكَ. Is it them who distributes Allah's distribution? Is it them to give Allah's mercies? Allah selects who He wants for His messengership and for His works. So Quran describes Walid bin Mughira. But Walid bin Mughira refused to embrace Islam. Going back into the genealogy of Khalid radiallahu anhu and Walid radiallahu anhu, we go towards their mother. Their mother was Lubaba. Lubaba Sughra bint al-Harith. Now their mother's mother, something interesting to know in history, her name was Hind bint Auf. Hind bint Auf. According to history, she is known as the noblest mother-in-law. This is something very interesting. She was married 3 times, and after her husband's husband passed away, she married the next, and then the third. But see her daughters. Who were her daughters? And then I will tell you who were her son-in-laws. So her first daughter was Zainab bint Khuzaimah. Who is Zainab bint Khuzaimah? She was the blessed wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Her other daughter, so Hind bint Auf's other daughter, was Maymuna bint al-Harith. Because after Khuzaimah passed away, she married Harith. So Maymuna radiallahu anha was also wedded to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and she is Ummul Mu'mineen. The third daughter of hers was Ummul Fadl, also Lubaba. So Umm al-Fadl bint al-Harith, and who is she? She is recorded to be the second foremost woman to embrace Islam, and she was the mother of Abdullah bin Abbas, Ubaydullah bin Abbas, Ma'bad, Qutham, Abdurrahman, radiyallahu anhum. So to make it clearer, she was the wife of Abbas bin Abdul Muttalib, radiyallahu anhum. That was the third daughter of Hind bint Auf. Another daughter of hers was, also from Harith, was another Lubaba, as I mentioned earlier, Lubaba bint al-Harith, who is the mother of Khalid, radiyallahu anhu. And she was wedded to Walid bin Mughira. Walid bin Mughira married her. Her other daughter, then she married Umais. So she had another daughter. Her fifth and sixth daughters were Asma bint Umais and Arwa bint Umais. Who was married to Asma bint Umais radiallahu anha? It was none other than Ja'far radiallahu anhu. When he passed away, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu married her. And when Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away, Ali radiallahu anhu married Asma bint Umais. And then Arwa bint Umais radiallahu anha was the wife of Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu anhu. Now look at this mother-in-law, what son-in-law she had. But anyway, sadly she passed away long before that. She didn't know the status of her son-in-laws. She was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son-in-law. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was her son-in-law because of two of her daughters, but obviously not at the same time, because it's not permissible in Islam to marry two sisters. Zainab bint Khuzaimah radiallahu anha passed away in the early initial stages, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam much later wedded Maymuna bint al-Harith radiallahu anha. So we learn the nobility of Hind bint Auf, something interesting in our history. And who is Hind bint Auf? She is the grandmother of Khalid bin Walid radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Khalid radiyallahu anhu is also related to Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu, because Umar radiyallahu anhu is the great grandson of Walid bin Mughira. How? One of the older sons of Walid bin Mughira is Hashim, and Hashim's daughter is Hantama. And Umar radiallahu anhu is the son of Hantama. Hantama was his mother. His father was Khattab, who wedded Hantama. So Umar radiallahu anhu's mother is the first cousin of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. But because their ages were the same, they had a cousin relationship. Khalid radiallahu anhu was light in skin, meaning very light brown. He was very similar in looks to Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, muscular, tall, strong, vibrant. He was a prince in Makkah, and his appearance was so close to Umar radiallahu anhu that on many occasions people would mistaken him for Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He comes from the Banu Makhzum tribe, and they were the most skilled in the arts of war. They had the best of weapons, and they were very well to do, and they had the best trainers. And Khalid bin Walid and his brothers went through that training. Anyway, as we know, he didn't participate in Badr. He was sent on some errand and he didn't participate. And his brother Walid radiallahu anhu participated, and being in the environment of Masjid al-Nabawi for those 10 some odd days affected Walid, and it touched him, and Islam permeated his heart. Anyway, now there was a discussion, what is the ransom of Walid bin Walid? Now Walid bin Walid is the son of the most senior in Makkah and the wealthiest man in Makkah. So his ransom was the highest. The highest paid captive was Walid bin Walid because of his father. Anyway, Khalid radiallahu anhu came with the money. He paid for his brother, released his brother, and on their return, because Walid bin Walid, his heart was affected by Iman, on the way to Makkah, he left his brother and he returned to Medina Munawwara. The Muslims asked him, "Oh Walid, why didn't you embrace Islam in your presence in Medina?" He said that I wanted to show my sincerity to Allah. And what better, at least the wealth is used for Allah's deen and not against Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, Khalid was very upset. He returned to Makkah. What happened then in Uhud? Walid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his side, and he made great sacrifices for Allah's deen. But we are now in the discussion of Khalid before he became radiallahu anhu. Now Uhud, who doesn't know what happened to Khalid in Uhud? He was the main warrior
of the mushrikeen in Uhud. The mushrikeen were losing in Uhud. They were running away. The one man who found that flank gap, and he returned, and he found the gap, and he made the opening, and he caused the breakthrough, and he came from the rear, and then surrounded the Muslims, where the Muslims were then sandwiched, and in so much of difficulty, all this was caused by Khalid. And this was his military expertise. This was what he trained all his life for. That was what happened in Uhud. You can study the details of Uhud. Then as time went on, Khalid did not leave an opportunity to fight Islam, except that he took it. For example, when Muslims came to perform Umrah during the Hudaybiyah truce, before the truce, the mushrikeen sent one army to fight the Muslims. And Khalid himself speaks about this. He says, I came with my men to attack Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. His was the one contingent that came to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this occasion. He said, I came with my men, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was at Usfan, and our plan was to attack him. He started his Dhuhr Salah. Khalid says, فَهَمَمْنَا أَنْ نُغِيرَ عَلَيْهِ. We were about to attack, and then we didn't get the ability. It was as though we were just withheld. And then we said, wait, just now is another prayer. We will attack them while they are in Salah. And Khalid says, فَصَلَّى بِأَصْحَابِهِ صَلَاةَ الْعَصَرِ صَلَاةَ الْخَوْفِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Asr Salah in another form, in the form of Salah during the times of danger, when there's an expected attack. Then there is a procedure where half the men perform Salah and the other half are on guard, and then they swap. This is called Salah during the times of fear. So Khalid then was shocked. He says, we saw Salah before. This is a different Salah. Not all of them are performing prayer. And that was the prayer in which we were planning to attack them in. He says, then I realized, الرَّجُلُ مَمْنُوعُ. This man is protected by Allah. He is protected, divinely protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then I'm thinking, where I'm going to go? Anyway, he says, then Sulh al-Hudaybiyah took place. I was very, very, very upset. Part of the truce was, Muslims can perform Umrah the next year. Anyway, I was very upset about it when the Muslims were coming to perform Umrah the next year, in the seventh year, in Dhul Qa'dah. Some of the mushrikeen stayed in Makkah, locking themselves in their homes. Others left Makkah, not wanting to be there. Khalid was so scared, he left Makkah. But his brother Walid bin Walid wanted hidayat for him. And Walid bin Walid hadn't met his brother in a long time. فَطَلَبَنِي فَلَمْ يَجِدْنِي. He says, my brother looked for me, he didn't find me. Then he comes to our home, father's home, he doesn't find me there. Father had passed away long ago, but this was his home. And then Walid writes a letter to Khalid. بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ أَمَّا بَعَدْ. In the name of Allah. This is the letter. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah quotes the letter of Walid radiallahu anhu to his brother Khalid. أَمَّا بَعَدْ, O my brother, فَإِنِّي أَلَمْ أَرَى أَعْجَبْ مِنْ ذَهَابِ رَأْيِكَ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَعَقْلُكَ عَقْلُكَ. He says, there's nothing so astonishing to me than the fact that you cannot see the truth in Islam. When Allah has given you so much of intelligence, you're such an intelligent man. You, my brother, I know you. وَمِثْلُ الْإِسْلَامِ جَهِلَهُ أَحَدٍ. Islam is so clear. Can anyone remain ignorant of Islam? And he says, oh my brother, he addresses him very lovingly. وَقَدْ سَأَلَنِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ عَنْكَ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم would ask me about you. And he said, أَيْنَ خَالِد. Where is Khalid? I would say to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِهِ. O Nabi of Allah, may Allah bring him. May Allah bring him. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, O Walid, مِثْلُهُ جَهِلَ الْإِسْلَامِ. A man as wise as Khalid has not recognized the truth in Islam. Tell him, وَلَوْ كَانَ جَعَلَ نِكَايَتَهُ وَحَدَّهُ مَعَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ عَلَى الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَانَ خَيْرَ اللَّهِ. If he puts his force and his strength and his abilities for Islam with the Muslims against the mushrikeen, that will be better for him in this world and the next. And tell him, I will honor him and give him priority and give him respect. وَلَقَدَّمْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ. And Walid says, oh my brother, Rasulullah is speaking about you like this. فَاسْتَدْرِكْ يَا أَخِي مَا قَدْ فَاتَكْ. Oh my brother, oh my beloved brother, catch up, catch up. So much of good you have lost out on. So many wonderful occasions of earning success in this world and the next you have lost out on. Catch up, make up, wake up. Khalid says, when I received this letter, نَشِدْتُ لِلْخُرُوجِ, I was then encouraged, this enhanced that fikr in me to go and become a Muslim. Allahu Akbar, Allah give us tawfiq. You don't know what we can do. Sometimes one letter, sometimes one word, sometimes one encouragement, one gesture, one sharing, one caring could become a means of another person's hidayat. Allah give us tawfiq to share the beauty of Islam with humanity. He then says, I was so happy that Rasulullah ﷺ asked about me. I'm thinking to myself. And then I saw this dream as though I'm in a very, very constrained, you know, tight, dry lands. And then I come out to vast green, greenery, green pastures. And I said, hey, this seems to be a true dream. And then I said to myself, when I come to Medina, I'm going to mention it to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And when I did come to Medina, I mentioned this to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. He interpreted it for me, saying that this is hidayat, that Allah Ta'ala is taking you out of shirk that is tight and constrained and depressing, and Allah is giving you something vast, enjoyable, peaceful, and accommodating, which is Islam. And then he says, when I later went to Abu Bakr, I mentioned that to him. But going back to where he was, he says, now I wanted to go to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I'm thinking, who will I accompany? So I went to a few people, Safwan, other friends of mine who hadn't yet become Muslim. They all were very upset and they refused. Anyway, in this, I mentioned my idea to Ikrimah, my close friend. He was so upset. He said, how can you think of such a thing? How can you consider? All our lives we're fighting against Islam. You want to become Muslim. Ikrimah got so upset, he gathered the other mushrikeen. As they gather around me, they got so upset and heated up. They actually want to unsheathe their sword to kill me. Ikrimah, stop them. What's wrong with you all? I didn't gather you all for this. This is his own decision. This is his own choice. Khalid radiallahu anhu says, I realized things are getting heated up. I stopped them. I said, wait. You all are right. Let me consider what you all are saying. Anyway, they dispersed. They went home. I went home, packed, and I went away. I was gone to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on the way, I'm thinking, who shall I accompany? Who will Allah bring as my company? And as I left my home, إِلَىٰ أَنْ لَقِيتُ عُثْمَانَ بْنَ طَلْحَةَ, I met Uthman bin Talha radiallahu anhu. And also on the way, we met Amr bin As radiallahu anhu. He was coming from Abyssinia, and he met us on the way. He had read kalima in Abyssinia already, and now he's coming to make his sahabiyat, to recite the kalima by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the three of them come together to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Finally, when they arrive in Medina Munawwara, the three of them, my brother comes and welcomes me outside Medina Munawwara, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gets the news. So my brother is telling me, quick, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard and he knows you are coming. Come. He says, I went and I put my new clothes on, good clothes on, to go meet Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then I went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As I'm going to him, my brother comes. He says, quick, come. Allah's Nabi is awaiting you all. وَهُوَ يَنْتَظِرُكُمْ. He's so happy that you all have come. He's awaiting you all. Allah. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't judge Khalid for what he did in Uhud. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't judge him for what he planned to do in Hudaybiyah. Habibullah knew everything. He knew all of that. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how happy he is for the hidayat of these sahaba radiallahu anhum. فَأَسْرَعْنَا الْمَشْيَةِ, we hastened, we rushed. Look at the welcoming of Medina Munawwara. The people of Medina Munawwara, women lost their husbands, became widows, children became orphans, but they wanted the hidayat of Khalid. Medina is elated. Khalid says, I arrived. فَاتَّلَعْتُ عَلَيْهِ, I looked at him as I'm seeing him at a distance. And he is looking at me. فَمَا زَالَ يَتَبَسَّمُ إِلَيْهِ, he's smiling at me. He gave me a brimming smile. حَتَّى وَقَفْتُ عَلَيْهِ, I stood there right by him. And I greeted him with nubuwa. I greeted him with respect, testifying that he is my Nabi. And he responded to my salam with a smiling face. And I said to him, Inni ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa annaka rasulullah. I bore the testimony of shahada. And then he said to me, come, come. And he said, Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadak. I praise Allah. I thank Allah who guided you, Khalid. I know your intelligence, and I was hoping that your intellect will guide you to the truth and towards good. And then I said, O Nabi of Allah, so much of wrong I have done, striving against the truth. Please make dua that Allah forgive me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, through Islam, Allah will wipe out all your sins. Al-Islamu yajubbu ma kana qabla. All your past will be wiped out, obliterated. So I said, O Nabi of Allah, with that, I want your dua. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua for me. Allahumma ighfir li Khalid ibn al-Walid. Oh Allah, forgive Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. كلما أوضع فيه من صد عن سبيل الله. Wherever he strove against your path, Allah, you forgive him for all his wrongs. أوضع, wherever he strove and exerted himself against the truth, Allah, you forgive him for all of that. Then Khalid radiallahu anhu says, then Uthman radiallahu anhu bin Talha came forward, and Amr bin As radiallahu anhum, and they also took the bay'ah by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy with these sahaba. They were among the last muhajireen, because the level of the muhajireen is very, very great. Like the level of the Badri sahaba are very, very great. The level of those who are muhajireen, those who made hijrah and left their homes and went to Medina Munawwara, is very, very great. Then the next stage comes is the level or the stage of Fath Makkah, the victory, the conquest of Makkah. But shukr, they became Muslim and became Sahaba before the conquest of Makkah, and they made hijrah. So they receive a very high level among Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so happy, and he said, قَدْ أَلْقَتْ إِلَيْكُمْ مَكَّةْ مَكَّةُ. Before these Sahaba arrived and he knew they were coming, he said, Makkah has given you its kalaji, its heart has come. Aflada kabidiha. In Arabic, falzatul kabid is like what you refer to as your child, something you love, something you love very, very much. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, the special people of Makkah are coming. The heart, the jigar, the jaan, the kabid, the liver of Makkah Mukarramah has now come to you. And these Sahaba radiallahu anhum were held in esteem by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took their services for the sake of Allah Ta'ala in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All their life, they devoted their lives for the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not judge them for their past. So let us learn this great lesson. Allah give us tawfiq to bring people. If we make the effort of iman and the effort of deen, those who fought against Islam and who hated Islam, tomorrow they will be our helpers and they will strive for Islam. He had just embraced Islam, and Sahaba radiallahu anhum was sent by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Muta. Now Muta is a very, very famous battle in our history. Research it in the books of the Sirah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba radiallahu anhum went to Roman territory. They were the superpowers of the time. They were very, very strong. They had the numbers, they had the weaponry, they had the advancement, they had the latest technology of the time. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam appointed Sahaba as the Amirs. The first Amir was Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu. And second Amir was Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And the third Amir was Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu. Now these three Sahaba fought greatly, valiantly. And the details are documented in all the books of history. When the Sahaba radiallahu anhu arrived, what was the number of the enemy in front of them? 200,000 of the Christians fighting 3,000 Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Numbers unbelievable. What a comparison. There was no comparison whatsoever. Sahaba radiallahu anhu fought bravely, fiercely. Generally, in history, in the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself participated, it's a battle. It's in battle. It's referred to as a ghazwa, an expedition. If Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sends Sahaba radiallahu anhum on a task, on a platoon, it is referred to as sariya. So ghazwa and sariya. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not with them. He remained in Medina Munawwara. But despite that, it was so fierce, it is known as Ghazwatu Muta. The Ghazwa of Muta. The three Sahaba radiallahu anhum sacrificed. The numbers were immensely against them. And all three became shaheed one after the other. And now there's difficulty. There is a challenge. What should be done? Thabit bin Akram, a great Sahabi, we discussed his life previously. He made mashura on the battlefield. What do you all feel? Who should be the Amir? He picked up the flag so it doesn't fall on the floor, because then you lose. The opinions came for Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. He ran with the flag to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Khalid refuses. He said, I just became Muslim recently. How can I become the Amir? Thabit bin Akram radiallahu anhu says, we made the mashura and your name came out in favor of the mashura. And then he accepted the mashura, the decision, and he went forth. And they fought so bravely. Khalid radiallahu anhu says, I strove so hard that day that 8 swords broke in my hands. Just one sword from Yemen, that was the only one that lasted. Otherwise, it was just cracking and breaking on the battlefield. It was so fierce. Then there was a break time. Khalid radiallahu anhu changed the entire battle plan. The right wing, the left wing, he swapped the entire army. Those who were in the heart, he put them in the rear. Those who were in the front, he put them in the back. Those who were in the right wing, put them in the left wing. And he created dust. And he did certain strategies to make it seem to the opposite side as though there's reinforcements. Because people are reshuffled now. And they got scared. So when Khalid radiallahu anhu was trying to save his men, so as they were retreating, the Christians thought that the Muslims actually have a plan and are now going to attack them. And Allah put fear in their hearts. So the 200,000, instead of following the Muslims in their retreat, allowed them to retreat because of fear being in their hearts. And like that, the battle ended. But Allah's fadl, Khalid radiallahu anhu's army only lost 12 men's lives. This is how brave was Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Madinah Munawwara, from the member of Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was giving report to Sahaba radiallahu anhu that Zayd radiallahu anhu had the banner and then he became shaheed. Ja'far radiallahu anhu then took the banner and became Amir. After that he became shaheed after great sacrifices from the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Then Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, and then he became shaheed. And then there was emotions in Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then Sayfum min suyufillah, a sword from the swords of Allah, then took the banner and Allah ta'ala opened the way with him for the Muslims, alhamdulillah. And from that time, from the battle of Muta, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam titled Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu the unsheathed sword of Allah ta'ala. The unsheathed sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all his life he strove in the way of Allah, in the path of Allah ta'ala, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was kept close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would educate him. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would encourage him and guide him that how should things be done. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very compassionate towards him, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. That even on the occasion of Fath Makkah, Khalid radiallahu anhu was given a high position. And he was made to enter Makkah Mukarramah from a very strategic point. And then after the fath, the victory, the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, then the battle of Hunain takes place. And Muslims suffered a setback at the beginning, and afterwards Allah Ta'ala opened the way, and Quran speaks of how Allah gave them victory again when they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At first, when those who were new started relying on their numbers, Allah Ta'ala tested them to show that it's not numbers, it is Iman and the special help of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala opened the way and gave victory. Abdurrahman bin Azhar radiyallahu anhu narrates, he says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Hunain, after the battle, he's looking amongst his men, yatakhallalu an-nas, going amidst everyone, yas'al an rahli Khalid, where's Khalid's tent? Where's Khalid's tent? And someone showed him, Khalid is staying in this tent here. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to visit him and went to tend to his wound because he was injured. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tended to his wound and he blew for him. Hasibtu annahu nafatha fi, meaning Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited for him and blew for him. This is a sahih report in Musnad Ahmad. This also shows Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love for him. Then also there was an expedition where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Khalid radiallahu anhu to different tribes, where he went to destroy the idols like Uzza. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent Khalid radiallahu anhu to destroy Uzza, and he went there, and alhamdulillah, with the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he put an end to the shirk of those regions. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to an area called, the people called Banu Jazima, and he went there and he took them as captive. And then there was a misunderstanding where he felt that they were pretending Islam and they weren't sincere, so he killed them. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upset and he said, "Oh Allah, I free myself from what Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu has done. Allahumma inni abra'u ilayka mimma sana'a Khalid radiallahu anhu." So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him that where he was incorrect in what he did, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him what was right. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam educated him and showed him, because he was a special student of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, in lifespan, in this worldly life, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam took great works from Khalid bin Walid radhiyallahu anhu, sent him to different people. Even Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent him to Harith bin Ka'b as a da'i. And he went there to invite to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many people got hidayat through Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then in Hajjatul Wada', Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu was also with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removed his blessed hair, فَلَمَّا حَلَقَ رَأْسَهُ, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the front strands of his hair and he gave it to Khalid radiallahu anhu. أَعْطَاهُ نَاصِيَتَهُ, the nasiya, the front part of the hair, he gave those blessed hair strands to Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu. Khalid radiallahu anhu says, "I put that inside my qalansuwa." So inside his topi, that was inside his imama, he kept the blessed hair strands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stitched inside there. And subhanallah, that was the secret of the success of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, that he never ever lost in battle. He never ever lost in any expedition. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this world, Khalid radiallahu anhu was the right hand man in battle for Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and he never would lose. He took Islam to Persia, and from Persia to Rome, battle after battle, he took Islam. And where's the secret? He had Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed hair strands inside his topi, stitched inside, which was inside his imama. So inshallah, in the coming discussions, this was Khalid radiallahu anhu's beautiful life during the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and what happened after that. How Khalid radiallahu anhu served deen will come in the next discussion. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to emulate the lives of the great Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they served, how they strove, what yaqeen and conviction they had in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how they turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was reading an amazing sound report where Khalid radiallahu anhu, look how they turned to Allah ta'ala. He sees these barrels of wine and over one area that they conquered, and he says, "Oh Allah, you will make it honey to serve us." And Allah Ta'ala made it that wine instantaneously changed to honey for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to have their meals. Look how they turned to Allah Ta'ala and how Allah Ta'ala helped them throughout their lives, because their goal and their purpose was to uplift the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sunnah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the four corners of the world. They didn't worry about themselves only, but their worry was the deen must remain, deen must be raised high, the legacy must stay behind. This was what inspired Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Let's read the quls for Khalid radiallahu anhu and Walid radiallahu anhu and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil ummi bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.